This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Monday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Farm Challenge of the Week, sponsored by Bayer. I'll have today's stories coming right up.
Water is a finite resource. And as farmers use more high-tech tools to monitor their irrigation use, they are learning about quantity and timing issues. A vice president of sales and marketing for AgSense, a high-tech irrigation control company, Steve Sveum, discusses what his firm has learned.
So the data often shows overwatering. And in fact, from my experience, I feel like we find more growers are finding that they're overwatering as opposed to underwatering. The concern seems to be on the front end, am I putting enough water on? When in reality, once they see the data and are able to do the analysis of that data through these reports, whoa, I'm putting too much water on at maybe the right time or maybe not the right time.
Steve says monitoring tools provide farmers with much greater information about how they use water in irrigation. And he says matching water availability to crop need is a key practice for the future. That's the Farm Challenge of the Week, brought to you by Bayer.
It was a funeral service Creston, Iowa will long remember. 1,000 mourners streamed into the gym for the service of the Iowa family of four killed in Mexico last week. They mourned for sure the loss of Kevin and Amy Sharp and their children Sterling and Adriana, but they also celebrated with music from AC/DC and a salute to Kevin Sharp's beloved Iowa Hawkeyes. Curtis Sharp, in his eulogy, said his brother had a heart that his body couldn't contain. From This Week in Agribusiness, our farm friends who want to be planting corn this month are certainly uneasy on snowy spring days. But now let the record show, in most years, we only get about one-third of the United States corn crop planted in the month of April. And by mid-April, right around tax time, U.S. farmers on average have less than 10% of their intended corn acreage in the ground. Missouri usually helps lead the way in corn planting. By April 10th, the farmers of Missouri usually have 12% of their corn acreage in. And Illinois corn growers are generally 5% planted by April 10th. After that Easter snow some of you got, there's more headed across the heartland this week. Light to moderate snow and gusty winds may affect travel tomorrow and tomorrow night from South Dakota and northern Iowa through southern Minnesota to parts of Wisconsin and northern Michigan. Near Wellington, Colorado, Casey Saunders is surrounded by twins. She has twin calves on the ranch where she lives. Oh, and then there are the twins inside her home. First, there are her 9-year-old twin boys, identical twins. That's not so unusual. Identical twins happen about once every 250 births. But Casey has another set of twins, her girls, 4 months old, known as monoamniotic, monochorionic twins, Momo twins they may be called. They shared a placenta and an amniotic sac, and Momo twins happen less than 1% of the time in a twin pregnancy. Casey Saunders told a TV reporter she remembers the technician when she got her ultrasound. The technician said, "You should go buy a Powerball ticket when you're done here." Casey did, but didn't win, at least not that lottery. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by Bayer. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.